Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 18. This is a passage of Scripture where the Lord had come in the place where Abraham was. The Lord was with two angels, and He had come to this place. These angels are soon to go into the city of Sodom. And Abraham had a friend in that place. His name was Job. And the angels have gone on, and the Lord is with Abraham. And starting in verse 23, Abraham drew near, and he said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" That's the question I present tonight. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? You know, when we consider He who is the judge, we must consider Him who sits on the throne. Psalm 96:13 says, "He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with His truth." Now, we've got to consider who we're dealing with. He's not a judge that shall be bought with bribes. He's just. He's absolute just, holy, just. The Scripture says He will not clear the guilty. Nothing is going to be swept under the rug like dust that's just, you don't want somebody to see that's visiting the house, you know, just kind of hide it, or, you know, kind of put it out of sight. That which is so is going to be brought forth. Now, it's just the way it is. Man by nature thinks that he's dealing with one that's just going to kind of understand that man has done the best he can. The Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 12:36, "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Now, that was the Lord Jesus that said that. Every idle word. Now here's what that means: every lazy and useless word. Every lazy and useless word. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, this is what he said right here. Everything that has no profit to it, everything that is unprofitable, everything Every idle word. Mark 6:11 says, for those that heard the gospel and would not hear the gospel, wouldn't hear it, that the dust that is shaken off the feet of the messengers shall be a testimony against them. And it's going to be more tolerable in the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah. It is a dangerous thing to hear the gospel and refuse it. It's dangerous. That's a dangerous thing. Every person that has ever sat under the sound of the gospel and refused it, thought light of it, made a mockery of it, just every speck of dust is going to rise up, the Scripture says, is going to be a testimony against them. The dust itself will say, I was there when they heard. It's going to be a testimony against them. The judge of all the earth, shall he not do right? Now you think about this. If we are going to consider what is it that is in judgment, what is it that can stand against a man? Well, first and foremost, you consider this. You consider the law of God. The law of Almighty God. In Romans chapter 7. Now, you know, we don't realize. We think lightly of these things. Romans 7 in verse 9. Romans 7, 9. Paul the Apostle, one that considered himself absolutely right before Almighty God. He said, I was a Pharisee, concerning the law. In his own mind, he said, I was blameless. Romans 7, 9. Paul says, I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death, for sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me and slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just, good. The law of God is right and holy. God's law condemns a man, because by the deeds of the law, old man going to be justified. Sin, taking occasion, Paul said, I was slain the law. I was thinking about David, King David, a man after God's own heart. David one night saw Bathsheba. Saw her, called for her, took her, lay with her. She was with child, called her husband, Uriah the Hittite, brought him in, said, you have a tough time of it. Won't you go and spend a little time with your wife? No, not going to do that. My men are out there fighting. I'm not going to leave them out there here with my wife, laid outside David's door. David manipulated a little plan, sent him back a letter, put him at the front. You know, when the heat of the battle comes, he'll be killed. Thought he hit it. And I got to thinking about that. Now you think about the law of God. Here's God's law. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife. David thought he, you know, I slipped that one. I got that one past God. Nathan the prophet came, told him a story about a man that two men, one of them real rich, one of them didn't have anything. One of them just had one little ewe lamb. The other one had flocks and flocks and flocks. Nathan said, fella come in to visit the rich man. Rich man didn't take one of his. Took that little ewe lamb. Only one. That one that he loved. Cherished. Loved him. Loved that little. Took him and slew him. And David said, I'm telling you, you bring me that guy's name. He said, I'll tell you what. I'll call him on the carpet. And Nathan said, you're the man. You're the man. God's law condemns a man. Every law, every jot, man has broken God's law. Let a man be accused. Shall the judge of all the world, shall he do right? Satan, the accuser of the brethren, constantly going about seeking whom he may devour, the accuser of the brethren. I tell you, if I'm honest about my natural self, I'll have to accuse myself. Job said in 9:20, if I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. I'm condemned by the law. I'm condemned in myself. I'm accused of Satan. I'm accused of me. And I'll tell you this. By and large, you'll find this. Men that are accused of certain things, by and large, they're right. I'm guilty. Is anybody here that could truthfully say, I've never broken God's law. I've never done one thing that I'm worthy of being accused of. That's a lie. We're guilty. Guilty. Job, turn with me there. Job chapter 8. This is the way it is. Abraham asked God, asked the Lord, shall the judge of all the earth do right? Shall the judge of all the earth do right? Job chapter 8. Now this is absolutely the way it is. This is the way it is. Job 8, verse 20. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man. Neither will He help the evildoers till He fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. Then Job answered, chapter 9, verse 1, and he said, I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? Shall the judge of all the earth do right? Yes, he will. Is man guilty before God? Yes, he is. Has man broken God's law? Yes, he has. Has man sinned against God? Yes, he has. The soul that sinneth, it's going to die. Is that so? Yes, it is. The very dust shall rise up in judgment against God. Every man that has ever sinned against God, what is his wages? The wages of sin is death. And here is the grand question. How should a man be just with God? The answer to that question right there. Man ever finds out the answer to that question. I tell you this, a man knows something about hope. Any rational man that's truly honest will ask that question. How can I be just with God? I'm talking about, how can I be just with God, opposed to any condemnation? How can I be just with God? How can it be that I can be found by Almighty God without condemnation? Just, no record, justified. How can it be that there can be nothing that the law can condemn me for? How can it be? If God should mark iniquity, who can stand? How can a man be just with God? Man is a sinner against Almighty God. There's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. That's what Ecclesiastes 7:20 says. God is just and He must punish sin. The Lord said in Ezekiel 18:4, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth is going to die." Why? Wages of sin is death. That's just not going to change. Shall the judge of all the earth do right? God said in Job, He said, "I'm not going to cast away a perfect man, and I'm not going to help an evil man." And there's not a just man that sinneth not. How can a man be just with God? I'll deliver a just man. I'm not going to put away a perfect man. When He said, "I will not help," He said, "I will not lend him a hand. I will not help an evil man. I won't lift him up by the hand. I won't join hands with him." That's what He's saying. "I will not take him by the hand to deliver him." Separation is His rightful place. He is a just God. How can a man be just with God? How? I'll tell you, there's only one way that a man can be just with God. One way. I heard Brother Scott say it one time. Well, I've heard it many times. God Almighty must do something for Himself before He do anything for a man. God is just. The soul that sinneth must die. What must be done that a man be just before God? This is it. Almighty God must take what I am by nature, must take me, my guilt, and charge it to another. I must have a substitute. I must have one who will answer for me. The soul that sinneth must die. It must die. Has that ever changed? No. For the believer, Almighty God took His guilt and charged it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Put it on Him. And in Him, judgment, divine, almighty God's judgment was spewed out on Christ. He took my guilt. That's the greatest news that I've ever heard. He took my place. Paul says, "I was crucified with Him." I was crucified with Him. The soul that sinneth must die. I died in Him. I didn't get off scot-free. Christ took my place. We talk about free grace. I tell you, there's a high price for free grace. Free grace. What did it cost? What was the cost of free grace? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The soul that sinneth is going to die. He died. And Almighty God took my guilt and gave it to Him and took the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of God. God's righteousness. And charges it to the believer. Here is a man justified by Almighty God, took his guilt and charged it to Christ. took His righteousness and gave it to me. I died. I died. And I died in Him. Soul to sin. How should a man be just with Almighty God? Almighty God must justify that man apart from any works of righteousness that I can do, which is self-righteousness, by the deeds of the law, Paul said. No flesh is going to be justified in His sight. Don't even think that there's anything you do. Justify yourself before God. How should a man be just with God? Man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Faithfulness of Christ. In Christ alone. The servant of God for us. Our surety. A man is justified without guilt. Acquitted. Perfect. Freely. For we are justified freely. That means no cause in us. That's what that means. Freely. By His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. How should a man be just with God? God's going to have to justify him. God Almighty justifies him. Man cannot, he cannot justify himself. The Lord Jesus Christ. He alone. How should a man be just with God? How can he be just with God? Let all the accusers come and accuse the believer. Turn with me to Romans 8. Romans 8. In Almighty God's, if I can say this and say it with reverence in His courtroom, the law can rightly accuse me in myself. I'm guilty. I can admit and accuse myself. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? But how should a man be just with God? Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. You let the law stand up and accuse me, and I'm guilty. I will even accuse myself and admit my guilt. Rightly so. But I'll tell you this, for that one that the Lord Jesus Christ has justified by His grace, by His blood, by His suffering, by His obedience, by His death, Christ and Christ alone, how should a man be just with God? Let those stand up and accuse me. And rightly so. How should I be just with God? How should you be just with God? Let Him stand up, the Lord Jesus Christ, in defense as the advocate. An advocate means one that speaks for another. I need one to speak for me. How should a man be just with God? Romans 8, starting in verse 31. What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely, again, without any cause in us, all in Him, give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. How should a man be just with God? One way. A man is justified freely. By the Lord Jesus Christ, takes my guilt, gives me His righteousness. I cannot in myself justify myself. Shall the judge of all the earth do right? Yes, He will. Let me go back and read this in closing. Job chapter 8 that we read a while ago. Behold, verse 20, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will He help the evildoers. That's the way it is. God's not going to cast away a perfect man. How can I be just with God? How can I be just? The Lord Jesus Christ took my guilt and died under the judgment of Almighty God justly. He laid down His life for the sheep. He died for them. Was God's justice just put away? He's a just God. He cannot just wink at it. He cannot just forget about it. He's a just God. Shall the judge of all the earth do right? Yes, He will. What's He going to do for His elect that He's eternally loved? He will justify them. He shall justify them. Rightly before all of the universe, the law finds no fault. No fault with God's people, with the believers. No fault. No fault. When the Lord Jesus Christ laid down His life and died for them and put away their guilt, their sin was cast as far as the east is from the west. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. None. None. How should a man be just with God? God's going to have to justify him. God Almighty will do that which He demands. Faithful is He who called you, who will also do it. He did it. He did it. How should a man be just with God? I'll tell you how to be just with God. God's going to justify it. God should.